Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're around 24 hours away from the 2024 NFL Draft, and we have to talk about some local stuff, and that includes talking about the Tennessee Titans, what they're going to do coming up in the NFL Draft. So I think there's no better person to talk about it to, than Mike Keith. Mike Keith is the radio play-by-play voice for the Tennessee Titans. He's on Twitter, and last time we talked, I don't think you had a Twitter, but he's on at 10Voice on the X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Mike, how's it going, man?
Well, Twitter's going pretty well. Instagram's going better.
Oh, but, right.
Yeah. At 10Voice with two N's, by the way.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, it took a while to get on Twitter, though. But you've got that follower. That follower count shot up pretty quick, as you would expect.
It's been fun. I sort of went into this very late, intentionally. I mean, I wanted to kind of find a path to get in it where I thought there was something that I could contribute that wasn't already being contributed. And so try to share a lot of stuff from the inside perspective, from here at Ascension St. Thomas Sports Park, from, you know, our Titans radio booth, or for anything we're getting a chance to do. As you know, Gabe, those of us in the business like yourself, we get to be around some really interesting people and see and do some interesting things. And so I like to try to share some of that. It's I'm not real preachy. Let's put it that
right.
way. I have no interest in doing that or telling people what to think or what they need to be eating or do. Well, I do sometimes with pizza. I do share that.
Okay.
And I like a wedge.
A wedge.
I like a wedge salad. Yeah,
oh, really? A wedge? See, I've escaped. I don't. The wedge salad escapes me. I like the salad to be sort of broken up for me already, like the pieces of lettuce broken up.
Well, it's a thing, you know, it's kind of one of those things, you either love it or you don't, and I like to take pictures of the wedge salads that I have and post them on Instagram, and I had no idea that so many people really like the wedge salad, but I'm wasting time on your show. I apologize.
No, you're not wasting time at all. I'll talk about a wedge salad. That's fine. That's fine with me and pizza. I love talking food. I'm a big man. I'm still around 300 pounds for my playing days. I'll talk food all day. But we do need to talk about a little Tennessee Titans. This offseason's been lively for them. There's no doubt about it. Lloyd Cushenberry at center was sort of the smaller of the moves they made. But Calvin Ridley at wide receiver, Tony Pollard, my former teammate, at running back. What have you made of this offseason, and how much better do you think this team got with their free agency? And honestly, heading into the NFL draft, we'll see what they do. But how much better do you think they made themselves?
Dramatically better. I mean, at the end of the season, our biggest problem was we weren't good enough.
Right.
And I think, yeah. You know, Gabe, I think that's the thing that gets overlooked so much, is it's like, we've got to play better third down offense or defense. We've got to, you know, score more in the red zone. And you know why that generally happens? You're not good enough.
Right.
Hi, I've never coached or played at this level or been a general manager, but I think that gets left out. And, you know, it's funny because in about week 15 during the 2023 season, had a production meeting with Mike Vrabel, and that's what he said. He goes, you know, he said, quite frankly, we're not good enough. And so from that standpoint, you know, and it really made good sense. And he said, you know, we're going to have $80 million to spend, so we're going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened. This team has gotten considerably better and then has a chance to get even better this weekend with the picks that they have, Gabe.
Yeah, now, L'Jarius Sneed and Calvin Ridley, those are big contracts that they paid out. What, 4 years, $90 million to Calvin Ridley, and I think 4 years, $76 million to L'Jarius Sneed. Do you worry about any of that being overpay, or do you care at all? I mean, when you look at these guys' talent, certainly can show through in the end of the day, but I think, you know, the biggest thing that people from the outside would say is, oh, man, you know, be careful about how you're spending that money, how much money you're throwing at these guys.
This is the most money we've ever had to spend since the start of free agency in 1994. The irony of all of this, Gabe, is that when free agency started with that initial $35 million salary cap 30 years ago, the Houston Oilers had to be completely broken up. The Warren Moon teams,
right,
that had been to seven straight playoffs had to be completely broken up, because the Houston Oilers were the worst prepared team for the salary cap. So they had to play 95 and 96 and 97 on just a budget, because they had not prepared for it. They had to start over. They had to draft Steve McNair and Eddie George. Well, so it's been this constant cycle for three decades where it's been, okay, sort of catch up and then get good and then have to break up the team again and then be bad and so on and so forth. So this year, $80 million.
Mm-hmm.
$80 million. You know, and you're like, whoa. So what you do is, there are three areas of free agency, Gabe. There is part one, which is that initial wave, which I say, if you're comparing it to Christmas, that's Black Friday.
Right.
Okay. And then part two starts with Cyber Monday. And then that's the part where you do the shopping, you know, where you do most of your shopping probably. And then part three is 2 days before Christmas. Well, we're in part two right now, and we're about to end part two. And as soon as the draft's over, part three starts. And so this is the first time that the Titans have been able to shop on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what you do on Black Friday? You overpay.
Right. Yeah. Spend money.
I mean, if you're out there and you want to get the new video game, you know, I mean, and they're going to drop it on November 26th at 4 a.m. I mean, that ain't going to be the sale item.
Yeah.
L'Jarius Sneed and Calvin Ridley and Lloyd Cushenberry, Kenneth Murray, those aren't the sale items, brother.
Yeah.
That's what you're. And so, I don't worry. It's a very long answer to your question, but I don't worry, Gabe, because I think overall what you end up with there is, if you're going to play ball in that, you understand how it has to go.
Yes, yes. And you just have to spend the money, and hopefully on the back end it equals more wins. Those are some good pieces that they added. There's no doubt about it, but they have a chance at number seven to add another piece. And I was just sort of looking, you know, NFL draft rumors, and, you know, the smoke screens are so heavy right now. But it does seem like, of all the teams 5 through 10, you know, Chargers, Giants, Titans, Falcons, Bears, Jets, feels like the Titans are going to sit in that spot and likely take an offensive tackle. What is your thought there? I think Joe Alt, J.C. Latham, something like that, is probably the most likely course of action.
We have been connected to Joe Alt longer than Taylor Swift has been dating Travis Kelce.
Exactly, 100%.
I think we were connected to Joe Alt the day after the 2023 draft. It just seems it's been 90% of the mocks. And let me tell you something. If it's Joe Alt, I'll be thrilled.
Yeah, should be.
I will be elated. This is not a safe pick. This is not a need pick. Maybe it is on the other two ends, but that's not what this is about. Joe Alt is really, really good. And the thought of Joe Alt and Peter Skoronski together right beside Lloyd Cushenberry, mm-hmm. That's a pretty doggone good three in your offensive line. The kid's just 21. His dad played in the league, and yet he did not come up an offensive lineman. He grew into it. So he's got a little more bend to him. He's got, I mean, 6'8", and yet he's not Lurch.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, he's not Andre the Giant, you know, like Frankenstein or something. You know, it's not that. He's a guy who played quarterback, who played linebacker, who played tight end. He got a little bend to him. He's got some, he moves his feet. I'm not saying he's the most spectacular athlete ever. I'm just saying he's a 21-year-old who has learned to play the position, has grown into his body, is really smart, good personality. He's got a good sense of humor. He's going to be a good teammate. If that's who we end up with, great. J.C. Latham, fine. I mean, right. If that's what – goodbye me too. I mean, that guy, I mean, if you've seen him, oh, my goodness. I mean, he's like – he's one of the dancing bear type guys.
Yes.
You know, that they talk about on – mostly on defense, but sometimes there are those guys on offense too, the 6'6", 340, and he can really move. And if he gets his hands on you, you're not getting away. And, yeah, I know he's played on the right side. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, maybe we have the best offensive line coach in ball.
That's what I keep trying to get that across. Regardless of what you think about the pieces they have on that offensive line, and we'll get to Brian here in a second, Bill Callahan is – he's the best offensive line coach of the last decade. Dante Scarnecchia from the Patriots. He retired a few years ago.
Mike Munchak.
But Bill Callahan, regardless of the pieces you have enough talent up there, he'll make something of it, even without the Derrick Henrys of the world, even without, you know, when Taylor Lewan, you had to move off him, and Ben Jones, you had to move off him, last year. He'll make something happen with whatever talent's up front.
Well, that's right. And the other part of it, too, Gabe, is, I mean, let's take Latham. And everybody's like, well, he can't play left tackle. How do you know that, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know that. I mean, maybe he can. But let's just say he is a right tackle. What if he's a dominant right tackle? What if he ends up being the best right tackle in the NFL? Well, that works, too.
It sure does.
You know, you need five of them. And it's not as blindside protection proficient as what the game once was, because it's not a lot of seven-step drops and hold the ball anymore. I mean, the ball's coming out, and, you know, the quarterback's got to be a part of that too. And, you know, there are ways to protect. I mean, let's say you're stronger on the right side. Well, if you're really good on the right side, you can protect the left side. You can help them. So, I mean, there's a lot you can do. And, I mean, I just think Latham is just a super prospect. But if you drop back, I mean, Kalifuaga from Oregon State is a really good prospect. I mean, it's a deep group there that I think you'd feel wonderful about.
Yes. Now, Brian Callahan, how impressed have you been in your sort of limited opportunities with him this offseason? He's a guy, I think the big shot against him is he's not a play caller, but he's a damn good game planner. And if you talk to anybody who was with him, the wide receivers, Joe Burrow, who he was with in Cincinnati, I think they speak pretty highly of him and his game planning and what he does on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and look who he's been with through his career. And look what – okay, so Zach Taylor called the actual plays. Who was suggesting them to him? Who
right.
was putting it all in during the way? It's not going to be a problem.
Yes.
And this guy's totally ready to be a head coach. I've been around a couple of people in my life that at the moment they got a chance to be the top person, whether that be, no matter the sport, they're just ready. And he's ready. I've really enjoyed getting to know him. He's smart and he's funny and he's fun. It was hard to lose Mike Vrabel. Mm-hmm. Because he was somebody that a lot of us in this building were close with. And yet Brian has come in, totally different personality, totally different type of coach, and yet we're enjoying him so much too. It's just really, he's smart. I'm telling you, he is smart without having smartest guy in the room disease.
Yes.
Which is a real problem for a lot of offensive coaches, because they walk in and they know more than everybody, and they always yeah. want to tell you because they want to be the smartest guy in the room.
They invented offense. That's the old saying.
They invented football.
Yes, right.
Yeah, they invented the game. But this guy has none of that. And he's got his dad here, and it's a really good staff. And, you know, we're just really encouraged. You know, it's an exciting time here at Ascension St. Thomas Sports Park in Nashville.
Yes. Now, I will say, in that AFC South, a lot more competition now with those Texans at the top of the whole thing. And I think it's a little interesting. What'd you feel about their new I don't know if you've seen their new uniforms. I think there was a little bit of an ode to the Houston Oilers, kind of, with the light blue that they threw in there.
Yeah, it seems like they had a lot to say about that.
Yeah, that was interesting. But the Texans, yeah. that was a hell of an offseason for them. They have said, we have a quarterback in year two on his rookie scale deal. We're going to go all in.
Yeah, and it's smart. I mean, they've got a good general manager, and they've got a good coach, and it's a really good staff.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, we interviewed their offensive coordinator to potentially be our head coach. I mean, they're talented. They've done it right. You know, they were bad for quite some time, so they were picking high in the draft for a lot of years in a row, and they made some good picks, and they built a foundation, and oh, by the way, they found a quarterback.
Yep.
And that's the key to the whole thing. The guy I work with on Titans Radio, Dave McGinnis, who was the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals and coached in the league for over 30 years, says it best. If you don't have a quarterback in this league, you're a glorified rugby team. And that's what they had been. And then they found this kid, and Stroud, I think Stroud's a real player. We liked him. There was no question. There were rumors that we were trying to trade up and get him last year. And so, I mean, I'm not surprised. Now, I will say this. You know, I was here when Vince Young was Rookie of the Year, and year two was a lot harder.
Yep.
It was a lot harder because teams have that entire offseason to break down every one of your plays, every one of your tendencies, everything it is you do. And it will be harder for him. How he responds to that will tell us where his career is going to go. Robert Griffin III, you know, had almost the exact same stats in his rookie year in Washington. And he was never the same after that. Vince Young, as I just mentioned, had the same thing happen to him. So it's going to be more of a challenge. I think he will probably take it on better than those guys that I just mentioned, but, you know, he's got to be prepared for that.
Yep. Now, speaking of quarterback, you say you're a glorified rugby team if you don't have a quarterback. How about that Will Levis guy? I saw some good things from him last year. Definitely some things he needs to work on. He's a guy who is a gunslinger, and he has that mentality where he thinks that his arm, he's got a lot of pride in his arm. He's going to try to fit it in those tight windows, regardless of what he feels like he, you know, what he sees out there. He's going to try to put it on guys, but he does have DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley. That should be very helpful for him. But how impressed are you by him, and do you think that year two here will be pretty substantial, a coming out party for him?
It's the same thing, Gabe. I mean, he's got to take the next step. And we're putting our chips in on him right now. You know, we're saying we think he can be that guy. There's no guarantee.
Of course
not.
You know,
we all get that. I mean, he's got to move into year two, and he's got to continue to take it forward and prove he can stay healthy. This is going to be more of a quarterback-friendly offense. We're going to look to throw first more than we have in the past. But I think he's got it. I think he's got the makeup. The arm is unbelievable.
Yes.
And does he have too much confidence in it? Maybe. But, golly, I'd rather have one of those than –
And you can learn that, and I know I'm sorry to cut you off, but you can learn that too. I remember Patrick Mahomes a few years ago had just and I know I'm talking about the best quarterback in the league. I understand that,
right?
And I'm not making a one by one comparison, but there was a moment where he trusted his arm way too much and forced the ball consistently. But guess what? On the back end, he learned, okay, I can take these checkdowns. I can throw it short. We can get some run after the catch, and we can just keep this offense on pace a whole lot more. And now he's winning Super Bowls with Rashee Rice as his number one receiver. I mean, quarterbacks can learn that as their career goes along.
Right. You know, Gabe, I'd rather him have it than not.
I mean, right.
That's pretty easy because I've never seen an arm like this in person here. I saw John Elway throw, and that was crazy. And I've seen Josh Allen throw, and that's crazy. And I've been down on the field and watched Mahomes warm up, and that's different. This is different than anyone we've ever had here.
Yeah.
And that, again, does that mean he's going to win four Super Bowls and go to the Pro Bowl every year? No. But he has the gifts. He's really smart. I think he's gotten comfortable here with his personality to the point. I mean, he was a little wound up when he got here. You know, and that was one of the things about him through the draft process, because he was a guy that would get so mad at himself, would get so down on himself at Kentucky that he would have these moments where he would kind of go in the tank a little bit. And I think people mistook that at times for a guy who was going to be off-putting in terms of the personality. Dude, he is not that at all. He is 100% not that. He's a funny guy, but getting him to loosen up was something that the entire staff worked on. And you know what else, too? One of the mental coaches that they have here worked with him consistently after practice about saying, listen, you threw a pick. You missed a wide-open receiver in the end zone. You did this. Got
to
let it go.
Yep.
These are the pros, young man. And, you know, in that Monday night game against Miami, he threw a horrible pass that was intercepted and returned for a touchdown. And then he came back and led us to two touchdowns and a two-point conversion in the last 4 minutes to beat the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. And to me, that was significant because what that showed me is that he had made so much progress from that standpoint. And these are the things you don't know about guys. And that's part of what this weekend is going to be. I mean, there are people who have things wrong that you can fix.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people who have things wrong that you're never going to fix. And you try to suss that out as best that you can with all of the people that you will use. And, I mean, it's a crapshoot. Yeah. You know, the whole thing is totally a crapshoot with that.
Yeah. Now, talking with Mike Keith, the radio play-by-play voice of the Titans. He's on X at 10 with two N's, voice. Now, tomorrow with the NFL draft, what are you looking forward to the most? Like, what do you want to see? I know that we're looking for a potential of four quarterbacks in the top four picks. If Arizona ends up trading that pick, where we're looking at number two to see Jaden Daniels or Drake May with the Commanders. What do they decide after having, what was it, four guys on the same visit going to Topgolf? I've never really seen that before, but that's where we're at. What are you looking forward to the most with the first round tomorrow night?
I'm looking forward to seeing two things right off the bat. I want to see if any of the trades happen.
Right.
Because, it's hard. It's a lot harder to make a trade than anybody thinks based on the fact, one of my GMs here before, I asked him the stupid question when I was new in this job. I said, did you think about trading down? It's like, yeah, we thought about trading down there, genius. But he made the point. He says, listen, you have to have an offer, and it has to be a good offer. You're not just going to take nothing. And then to move down, you've got to be willing to go to a place and then have three or four picks, one of which you know will be there that you really feel good about. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be some of the trickeration, if you will, in the top 10, because there may be teams that you think are going to trade up that say, you know what, we're just going to sit and wait. I think it's possible that you may not have any trades early in this draft. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. So that's number one. Number two is, what is Jim Harbaugh going to do?
Oh, gosh, yes. I'm right there with you. I'm curious.
I mean, because he needs a receiver.
That much is clear.
He's going to have a chance to get a really good receiver if he wants one. But that's not him. I mean, when he won with the 49ers, he didn't pick receivers high. That's not what he did there. His whole thing at Michigan, his leading receiver last year caught 48 passes. His quarterback is a really good player, I think. I think he's a surefire NFL starter and maybe a star, but nobody's quite sure because, in one game they only threw 8 times. So what's Harbaugh going to do? I think he may take a tackle. I think he may take Latham at 5. And, that could throw off some things. Does Harrison go forward to Arizona?
Yes. Or do they trade the pick? You're familiar with Monty Austin Ford from his time.
I know Monty well.
Yeah, he made an interesting point about trading down, and this goes to your point about it's not as easy to trade down as you think and move off your pick. He said, he compared it to, owning a house. Right, you own a house, you like where you're at, you bought that house for a reason, but if someone just knocks on your door and offers you double what that house is worth, you may listen to it. If they're offering you right at that purchase price, you probably aren't going to listen to it the same type of way. So, like Monty Austinfort said, yeah, we're taking calls on this thing, but we want good value back for this pick, or we'll stick right there.
I think he's taking Harrison. I think he needs the next Larry Fitzgerald. And I think that's what he's going to – because if you look at what else Arizona has, they also have 27, then they have 35, 66, 71, and 90. So that's what they have 6 picks in the first 3 rounds, and then they have the 4th pick of the 4th round on Saturday. So he doesn't need a bunch more picks unless – Rand Carthon, our general manager, has said it consistently. He says – I want the Godfather offer. I want somebody to make me an offer I can't refuse. And I think that's what Arizona's going to want it for. I think that's going to be what the Chargers are going to want at 5. And I think that's probably what the Titans are going to want at 7 as well. So that's why I think you could see everybody just lock in and go pick, pick, pick,
right.
pick. And then you get to the Bears at 9 after they have already made a selection at 1 of Caleb Williams. Well, they only have 2 more picks after 9.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be, hey, let's jog back here and let's get ourselves a 2, maybe another 3, maybe an early 4. The other thing to remember about this draft, too, only 58 underclassmen declared. Mm-hmm. 54 true underclassmen, and then 4 guys who had the opportunity to go ahead and come out as a graduate. So 58 total. That number has been as high in recent years as 135. So there are positions that are really weak in this draft that if you want to get one, you're going to have to go higher than you should. And – round six and seven are not nearly as good as what they have been in recent years.
Yeah, and the Chargers point you're making with Jim Harbaugh is a very good one. I'm going to talk about it here when I get you off the phone and we get to our next segment. But I'll say this. I know the point that was made about him with the 49ers and never taking a wide receiver all that high. To be fair, Michael Crabtree and Anquan Boldin were there when he got there. It was nice for him to land with those guys. They never really had a need for wide receiver like they do at this current moment with, but, who is it, Josh Palmer is their number one right now?
Yeah, but remember, Crabtree was a high pick originally, but he turned out to be a nice player.
Yeah.
Not a world-changing player. And Anquan was kind of at the end of the road at that point, too.
Right.
I mean, he was not – I mean, I love Anquan Boldin.
Still a good ball player, but more of an 800-yard receiver, not a 1,200-yard receiver.
I think I would take him right now at age 45. He was so tough.
Right.
But, yeah, that's right. And their style, I mean, they weren't worried about take the – they got Randy Moss after he had retired from playing for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all of it, I mean, it's just fun. It's just fun to see what it's going to be, and I can't wait.
Yep, I'm hyped up to see it. Well, Mike, I appreciate you carving out a little bit of time. Looking forward to tomorrow. Cool. You enjoy it.
Thank you, and yes, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on, and thanks for mentioning my social media.
Yes, absolutely. At 10 Voice, 2 N's, is where you can find Mike Keith on X. Appreciate it, Mike. But that was Mike Keith, the play-by-play voice for the Tennessee Titans. Now, on the same token here, with the NFL draft coming up in just about 24 hours, we have a blitz dedicated strictly to NFL draft. So we'll do that and some rumors, some smoke screens. What are the Chargers going to do? We'll talk about all that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.